Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Senator John Kerry admits that he mishandled the controversy over taxes on his new yacht, but he says he always intended to pay the Massachusetts taxes on the $7 million boat. Kerry tells the Boston Globe he did not effectively deal with the political fallout from the tax flap. He also said he didn't pay the $500,000 in taxes earlier because he still hasn't taken final ownership of the yacht. For more on the flap and other recent political issues, I'm joined by Jeff Barry. He's a political science professor at Tufts University. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Deborah.
Well, is Kerry's mea culpa enough here?
No, I don't think so, because the damage has been done. He seems to have gone out of his way to prove that his reputation of being aloof and disconnected from ordinary citizens is actually true, and emphatically so. It's not just the tax that he didn't pay that he says he's now going to pay, that he already always intended to pay, but that he bought a yacht worth $7 million at a time when a lot of Massachusetts residents are really suffering.
So, in hindsight, how do you think he should have handled this, and should he not be buying luxury items?
Discretion would be would have been better. He's actually handled his wealth over the years pretty well. The money belongs to his second wife. And over time, he's not been somebody whose spending has been characterized by conspicuous consumption.
And wealth, really, he's always had this sort of image of being a very wealthy person, and that may not have always been the reality.
No, after his divorce, he was actually living in a friend's house, sleeping on the couch. So his own trust fund that was supposedly the source of his wealth was actually pretty modest.
You know, he's got another 4 years before he has to face voters again. But what about the other Democrats in the state who are running this year? Do you think there's a trickle-down effect from these types of incidents?
I don't think so. This is a small story. And what we know about voting behavior is that voters are actually moved by the fundamentals. And I think in this election, there's one issue that's central and it doesn't involve John Kerry, and that's whether or not Deval Patrick deserves another 4 years in office. And the voters are going to be weighing that, and the John Kerry story is going to, I think, slip into oblivion.
Well, let's talk about a former governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney, because there was an interesting Zogby poll out this week that says that Romney trails President Obama by just 2 points in a hypothetical presidential race. Is Romney right now the GOP frontrunner?
Romney is the frontrunner in the polls, but the polls have to be taken with a grain of salt this far out. It's a long way between January of 2012 when Republican voters get to start meeting in the Iowa caucuses. But I think there's something that is very positive about the Romney candidacy right now for him, which is that he's the leader in money raised by a long shot. And money raised means that he has a lot of volunteers working for him. So that's going to carry forward to 2012.
And we should say, when we're looking at Romney, we're among the others in that field of GOP contenders are some pretty high-level names, like former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin and Mike Huckabee. So this is a significant standing for Romney in the polls, is it not?
It is, but really everyone's waiting for the other shoe to drop, which is Sarah Palin's decision as to whether she runs in, for the Republican nomination. If she runs, it electrifies the Republican Party.
Let's go back to the Massachusetts governor's race for a moment. You were talking about what might energize voters, at least in terms of a U.S. Senate race. What about the governor's race here in Massachusetts?
Governor's race is already nasty. It's going to go down to the end. It's close. I think one thing that I'm thinking about is another poll that was released this week, which was done by Gallup using 6 months of nightly polling. They ranked all the states in the union as to their partisan makeup, and Massachusetts came out as the fourth most Democratic state in the union. So despite Scott Brown's upset victory last winter, this is still a very Democratic state, and so Charlie Baker has to contend with that and figure out a way to pull some Democrats away from Patrick and away from Tim Cahill.
Along those lines, there was an interesting vote in Congress this week. The House authorized more money for the war in Afghanistan, but the majority of members of the Massachusetts delegation voted against it. What do you make of that?
Well, this is a national story, and it appears that Democratic support for the war in Afghanistan is unraveling. There are a lot of Democrats in the House that voted against the war funding. And this actually brings us back to John Kerry he's the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, so he's really at the nexus of the dispute between the White House and the Congress over this. And as chair, he has a chance to show that he's a statesman, and he's the adult in the room, so that might help him going forward to remind people that he's somebody of importance and not just someone who buys expensive yachts.
Hmm. Jeff Berry, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Deborah.
Jeffrey Berry is a political science professor at Tufts University.